Some people say is being baptized in the Holy Spirit, speaking with other tongues. You hear some say that's of the devil. And you hear all kind of comments and all kind of teaching. But I thought it would be wise to go find out what the scripture said. If we can't follow the scripture and what Jesus said and what they wrote by the inspiration of the Spirit, I don't know what we can follow. I certainly can't follow the opinion of men. I can't follow ideas and theories. And so I thought it would be wise, because what Jesus said when he was here, we know Jesus' life on this earth took, he lived about 33 and a half years, which he accomplished all that he was sent to do by the Father. So here's what Jesus said, and this is my subject: but ye shall receive power. All right? Acts chapter 1, verse 8. This is how the King James read. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and unto the utmost part of the earth. And the Amplified Bible reads it like this is how it says: but ye shall receive power, ability, efficiency, might, when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And ye shall be my witness in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends, the very bounds of the earth. Now, Jesus said, this is what Luke wrote, and he instructed, if we will back up to verse 1, and this is because we want to make sure we bring clarity to what the scripture says about the Holy Spirit and being filled with him. Is it scripture? Is it scripture to be filled with the Spirit and speak with other tongues? Is this experience of being filled with the Holy Spirit and speaking with other tongues, is it for every believer or just some? See, we want to answer all these questions with the scripture. And I believe that it is time that believers find out who they are, what they have, and what God has given them, so we can become more affected in our faith walk and our Christian walk with the Lord each day. So many have the idea of just going to church on Sunday morning. That's when we really have church. But don't you know you're the church everywhere you go? And you ought to be a living example every living moment, every day, that you are a believer and that you are the church and that you're walking with Christ. And the Holy Spirit has been given to us to help us. And so we'll see all of that. So listen what Luke has been given the credit of recording the book of Acts. And it said, the former treating, this is verse 1, Luke 1:1. The former treating have I made, O Theophilus, all that Jesus began both to do and teach. Notice. He began. Notice that both to do and teach. He began. Never said he finished. Even the book of Acts is not finished. We're still living. The book of Acts is still being written. Amen. And so verse 2 said, unto the day in which he was taken up, after that he, through the Holy Ghost, has given commandment unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Verse 4. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which says he, you heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost, not many days hence. When they therefore will come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will thou at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? He said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the season which the Father has bestowed, which the Father has put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after, when? After that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And you shall be witness unto me both, where? In Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and unto the utmost part of the earth. Notice, he said, but ye shall receive power. And in John Gospel, let's look at that. John Gospel chapter 14. And we'll come back to that. John Gospel chapter 14 and verse 16. Listen to what he said. This was before Jesus went to the cross. And this is what he said. John Gospel chapter 14 and verse 16. He said, I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. This is the King James. Now listen real careful. Listen real closely, should I say. Even the Spirit of truth. Are you listening? Even what? The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, neither knows him. But you know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Now, if there's not an experience subsequent to the new birth of being born again, how would the world get born again if they couldn't receive life? So, he didn't say the world couldn't be born again, but the world can't receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit or receive the infilling of the Holy Spirit. You have to first be born again. And so he was telling them, I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Who? Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. Let me ask you a question. Why did Jesus come? What did he come for? He came to do what? Seek and to save that which were lost. See, once a person is born again, then he can receive the Holy Spirit as his helper.